My great passion is global organizations. We've recently worked in 45 plus countries. We're based in the UK, but the impact of our work and our clients is global. Now, every leader I meet that's running a global organization seems to have three key challenges. One is, how do I create a team, a top team that's not only aligned, but has the capability of impacting a global organization, people outside their culture, outside their reach. The second is, how do I do this in a way that respects international boundaries, cultures, customs, but creates a fabric across the organization that allows the strategy and the consistency they're looking for? The third is, I want to shift how my leaders work, and I see them all the time. But how do I inspire people whom I'll probably never meet in my life? People that are in other countries, other places. So they're making the decisions and doing some of the things that I'd like them to do, but I'm not able to do it directly. And that's the difference in our approach. There are three things to our approach. First, we always start with the top team. And that creating a shadow that's consistent, but also leaders who are capable of working with different geographies, different cultures, different people around the globe, leading globally. The second, which I think is probably one of the most critical or most important parts or differences that we bring, is that we operate from how people think versus how they should behave. So the minute you do a change at the behavioral level, you are in some cultural context. A global American company coming from a behavioral level will be taking American behaviors globally. Global British company, global German company, same thing for a global Chinese company. You will be taking a cultural norm from your home country. When you're operating at the level of thought or thinking and fundamental principles that are true all around the world, accountability, teamwork, coaching, listening, being open and flexible to change, caring about the customer, those are true anywhere. We operate at the principles level and the level of thinking. And the approach creates an opportunity for leadership teams and people around the world to make sense of those principles in their cultural context. So you get consistency around the understanding of accountability around the world, but it's done or delivered in a way that's sensitive to the local culture. So you get local sensitivity and global congruence. One of the exciting things is making a difference in an organization that's 10, 20, or even 100,000 people across the globe. Our approach is different than most consultancies. Often the consultancy model is to bring a lot of consultants into your organization and they do the work for you. They do the study, they do the implementation, et cetera. Our approach, and it's fundamental to shaping culture, because if you're shaping culture, the people inside the organization have to own that change. It's their culture. So it's important, but we train people around the world to do what we do. So our clients have the same capability Senn Delaney has, but in-house and scalable. There are people in Australia and China and the UK and America all delivering the same consistent message around the world, owned internally and scalable globally. It's far more cost-effective on two fronts. One is, I mentioned the consulting model of infiltrating a client with consultants. That is expensive. You pay for their time, you pay for their energy. This approach is low consultant need and high internal ownership, so it's less expensive. But I'd say the more important part of the economic model is that when we're gone, the capability's still there. So years after we've left a project, stopped working with a client, they still have the capability internally driving the changes that they want in their organization over time. So the simple model is when strategy shifts, you must shift structure to enable that strategy. At the same time, you must shift culture so that your strategy, your structure, and your culture are in alignment. Years ago, it might have been the strategy were 5-7 year strategies, and there was very little change in that time in between. Most organizations are faced with shifts on a yearly or, you know, a couple, 2 years, where they're needing to change their strategy quite a lot. Now, the internal capability, we train people to do what we do. So our client has our capability in their organization. As those strategies shift and they restructure and they know there need to be slight changes to the culture, they have the resource to continue that change and continue to support the shift in the culture needed to execute their strategies.